You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Rocket. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Rocket.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made, and we are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity, another time to come into your home, into your cars, into however where you're listening to us. Amen. And how you're tuning on, Cypress audience. We thank God for this radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, making it possible for this day for you and I to just come around the radio to listen. To listen and to hear what God has to say. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Hallelujah. This is the day again that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. No matter what it looks like today, no matter what it feels like today, just know it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to come up, time for you to come out, time for you to come through. Amen. Praise our God. We want to say praise the Lord to all of you. Amen. It's been a while since I've been in. You've probably been hearing pre-recordings and stuff. But I'm in the studio on today. Live in the studio today. Thank God for you. Thank God for you, you and you. Amen. We want to give a good God bless you shout out to all of you. We pray that you are starting your day. Amen. With prayer. We pray that you're starting your day with a word, knowing that throughout the day, God will see you through any circumstances or situation that you're faced with. He will see you through. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. Thank you for another time, another opportunity to come into the radio station today, oh God, into the homes of your people, into the cars of your people, God, in the way of Cypress audience. We thank you now, God, that you touch each and every one, Father. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, Father. We will pray now, God, for the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour right now, Father. We thank you for throwing your arms around them to comfort them, Father God, at this time, Father, as they walk through this hour of bereavement, Father. We thank you now that you strengthen them up, God, whether it be husband, wife, grandmother, grandfather, sisters or brothers, however the case may be, daughters or sons, God, that's walking through this bereavement hour now, God. We thank you for giving them comfort and strength right now in the name of Jesus. Look on the sick, God. Touch the sick, God. Look on them and touch them right now. We know you're omnipresent, Father God. And then we pray right now, God, for those that's less fortunate, and we are, Father. Thank you, God, that somebody, we come across somebody, God, that we can share you with, Father. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Listen, God bless all of you. I want to say to you all, get ready, because God is getting ready to do something in your life. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, God is up to something that is going to go in your work in your favor. Praise our God. I want you to be encouraged today. Hold your head up high, because the battle is not yours. Amen. The situation that you're facing is not yours. Just give it over to the Lord. For he said, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. You don't have to give up. Just know that God is with you, and he will see you through. No matter what it is, God will see you through. Again, I want you to be encouraged, because guess what? It's time for your miracle. It's time for your miracle. It's time for you to come up, come out, come through, come across. Amen. Hallelujah. Guess what? Because he lives. He lives. Don't forget that. He lives, and he shall live forevermore. Hallelujah. He's not going to die. He's not going to die. It's finished. When he went to the cross, it was finished. It was finished. Amen. Hallelujah. And when they buried him, and he said, he left on record before he left. Hallelujah. He said, within 3 days, I'm going to rise again. And I want you to know he had did just what he said. By the way, guess what? Season greetings. Happy season greetings. Merry Christmas to all of you all. This is coming up on the Christmas where we celebrate our birth and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Like we said, we don't know when he actually was born, but this is where they sit aside to commemorate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. And I want you to know, it's listen to what I'm saying. I don't want nobody to get offended and be hurt by what I'm getting ready to say. It was all about Jesus being born. It's not about the tree and the gifts and all of that. It's about Jesus being born. Oh, what a wonderful gift that came to you and I. Amen. Down through the years, 42 generations. What a gift. What a gift that came to you and I, that we may have a right to be where we at right now. He was born to be a gift. Hallelujah. He was born to be a gift. Hallelujah. He was sent to be a gift. Hallelujah. Unto you and I. Praise our God. Because he said, Father, prepare me a body that I may go down and redeem man. Hallelujah. Back to you. Oh, what a gift. He was born to be a gift to you and I. Praise our God. So we want you to hold your head up high. Some may say, be less fortunate and don't have like each other have. But we have the best gift that we could ever receive. Those of you who have that, receive him. And those of you that will receive him, amen. This is the best gift that you could have possibly received out of your lifetime. Praise our God. As our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ being born, hallelujah, into the world to redeem us back to the Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise our God. Listen, I want to take time out now to send out our condolence, amen, to the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour right now. I want to send our condolence and our prayers and our thoughts go out to you, amen, to the Kent family, Maryland, to all of them. We want to send out Tammy. We want to send out our condolence to you all. Amen. In the passing of your sister Phyllis. Praise our God. We want to continue to pray for the Kent family because they just funeralized her other sister. Praise our God. Two of her sisters. We want to give our condolences to this family and pray for this family. Praise our God. They funeralized their sister Peggy. Then they turned around and funeralized their, I call them brother in love, brother Eugene Brown. Then we turn around and funeralize his wife, which was the Kent sister's sisters. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Brown. We want to give our condolences to this family down there turning around and they're funeralizing their sister. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to pray again for this family. Amen. Phyllis, they funeralize her on tomorrow. Tomorrow, those of you that can and hear my voice and know them, they want to funeralize her on tomorrow. The wake will be at 9 and the funeral will be at 10 at Lewis Ray Mortuary in Titusville, Florida. Amen. We want to continue to pray for this family. Also, we want to be in prayer for Pastor Tanya Green. Amen. Mother Green and the Green family. Praise our God. In the passing of Apostle Ronald Green, my friend. Amen. We want to be in prayer for them that God would see them through again. Apostle Ronald Green slept away, went to go home to be with the Lord on this week, earlier this week. So we want to pray for this family. Again, pray for the church family. Hallelujah. New destiny. Destiny in life, I should say. Destiny in life. We want to be in prayer for the church family and Mother Green and all of. We go way back before that. We go way back. Melvin Deliverance, when his father was the pastor at Melvin Deliverance there in Melbourne. And we go way, way, way back. So it's kind of touching at home with Ronald and I and Lady Watkins. And amen. We want to pray for those. All those of you that know Sister Kathy, John, Pastor John Davis, and amen, hallelujah, Draymond, and all of us go back, go way back. My daughter Lori, God bless you. We pray for us, this strength that God would give the family and give those that were close to him, amen. And Pastor Bertina Austin, God bless you. I'm just naming some few people that we know from Melbourne. We met back there at Melbourne Deliverance. Melbourne Deliverance. Amen. Praise our God. Mother Clark. Oh, my God. Mother Murphy. All of those pioneer saints. Some of them are still here and some of them are going on. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to say we pray for you all at this time. Again, Pastor Tanya. We're praying for you that God will give you the strength to go through this hour of bereavement in your your church family and your family, your sons, amen, that God would give you the strength to go through, amen. And also, we want to pray for the Pat, Sister Pat, and her family, the family, for the family of her passing. Praise our God. We want to pray that God will see you through and give you strength, amen, because he's a God that can, and he's a God that will, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels. We know our God is able to see you through. Hold up, amen. Hold your head up, hallelujah, because he is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. There is nothing too hard for God, amen. Hold your head up high again. We want to be in prayer for these families, that God will strengthen them and that God will see them through. Praise our God. Listen, I want you to be encouraged. Be encouraged. Hold your head up high. Oh, praise our God, because we win. We still yet win. No matter what it looks like, we're on the winning side. And God can do anything but fail. Anything. Good morning to you. Amen. Prophetess Dr. Gathers. Good morning. God bless you. Bless all of you. Bless those that are at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Let's be in prayer for them. Sister Melissa, amen, her family, that God would see them through this difficult time that they're walking through. Amen, that God would see the family through. We're praying for you, you, and you. Listen, I want to get ready for you to all to get ready. Some people say, well, it's Christmas Eve, and we won't be having no services. But if you're not having services and you want to be in service, guess what? You can beat us there. Beat us there Sunday morning. Sunday morning, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We will be in services. I know that's Christmas Eve. We will be there. We will be there. Praise our God. We will be there celebrating. Praise our God. Our birth, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, lifting up the name of Jesus again. Be there with us, 11 o'clock sharp. 11 o'clock sharp. We will be there. We want to see you. If you're not having services and you want to be in a service, guess what? Again, you can beat us there. You can beat us there. 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. A church alive is worth the drive. You say, oh, that's what. Okay, if you're not here for service and you want to be in service, a church alive is worth the drive. I want to see you there. I want to see you there. Promise you, we won't be there alone. We won't be there alone. If God don't keep us, we won't be there alone. Amen. Now, if he keep us, ain't nothing we can do but come out when he releases us. But if he doesn't keep us, we won't be in there alone. Amen. We want to say again to all of you, we are invited to join us again. Where? The Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founder and pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, Lady Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins. Hallelujah. My wife, we give God praise and thanks for her. Amen. And to our church mothers and to all our prophetess. Amen. To the elders and to the evangelists. To all of you, the saints of God, that make up that great congregation there at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located once again in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Now I want to encourage your hearts, as I often do, and what I do, praise our God. We know that we are in the season now that we said that is about the birth of Jesus. Amen. And it was prophesied. It was prophesied in the Old Testament that there was going to be a virgin. Amen. Hallelujah. And she shall conceive and bring forth a son, and I shall call his name Jesus. Praise our God. It was already prophesied. I want you to know your life have already been organized, designed, however you want to put it, already by God. He's already distributed, organized, and brought you through things that you thought you couldn't come out of. Why? Because it was already ordained. It was already prophesied, as Jesus was in the beginning. it was already prophesied that there will be a virgin. Come on. Hallelujah. And she will bring forth a child, and that shall call his name Jesus. And he shall do what? Save his people. He shall save us. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. Come on. And it has been proven. It has been proven. Many people has been touched by the hand of Jesus. They have been redeemed and brought back from the clutches of the hands of the enemy. Thank God for the birth of Jesus. Thank God for coming into the world to redeem us back to the Father. Praise our God. We had no hope. We had no hope. We was, what we say, we was lost. But here come our Savior. Praise our God. The Bible says that he said, Father, prepare me a body that I may go down and do what? Redeem man from sin. Thank God that he was born. Thank God that he came into the world. Come on. He came into the world to do what? To save you and I. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God today because guess what? We're no more longer in the world. We are no longer. No more, when I say in the world, we are no more longer in the world as we once was. We are changed, even though we're in the world, but we're no longer in the world. You say, well, you contradicted yourself. No, hear what I'm saying? We're in the world. Yes, we're born in the world, but we're not a part of the world because we've been redeemed from the world. And he redeemed us. Come on. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Come on. We don't do the things of the world. That's what I mean. We've been redeemed from the world because he would purchase us with his blood by him being born. By him being born, came it down to 42 generations. Praise our God. And to save you and me from the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Why? Because he has brought us back. Oh, what a gift. Oh, what a great gift that he has come today to redeem us. You can have this gift today. You can unwrap this gift today. Praise our God. Oh, what a beautiful gift to receive our Savior, our Lord, in Jesus Christ. Oh, what a beautiful gift today that you'll be able to what? Receive this gift. Praise our God. This gift came down. This gift, praise our God. Hallelujah. Was spoken in the Old Testament. That's why people say, well, we're not up under the Old Testament. We're not up under the law no more. No, we're not. But guess what? We're up under grace and truth. So what he did was, he did not come to do away with the law. He came to what? Fulfill the law. And he fulfilled it. Come on. So he brought us back to the Father. Come on. So, oh, what a gift today. What a gift. Hallelujah. Praise our God. I want you to know today, you don't have to be afraid to open the gift. You don't have to be afraid to receive the gift. Hallelujah. How you say, Apostle Watkins, how do I receive this gift? It doesn't look like it has a bow on it. It doesn't look like it has been wrapped up in nice Christmas paper. And how I don't know how to receive the gift. It's just as simple as this. He said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Oh, what a gift. All you got to do is believe. All you got to do is confess it. You don't have to buy the gift. Come on. So, like we do, we have to go out. And if we got loved ones, such as mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, cousins, grandchildren, or children, we have to go out, purchase the gift. We have to wrap the gift. Come on. Come on. Praise our God. We take so much. We want a nice gift. We want to wrap in nice wrapping paper. Come on. Sometimes we don't feel like getting gifts. But what we do is we still purchase gift cards. Come on. We put money on it. Come on. And we put it in a nice envelope and write off on it. And the gifts, we wrap them up so nice and neat. Tape. We look what we spend. We spend the tape. The money to buy the tape. Money to buy the bows. The money to buy the box. The bigger the gift is, the bigger the box we have to get. We spend But this gift I'm talking about, we didn't have to do nothing. We didn't have to do nothing. We didn't have to buy nothing. We didn't have to spend nothing. All we had to do is believe and receive the gift. Come on, that was good right there. All you got to do is believe and receive the gift. And guess what? You can unwrap this gift that lives on the inside of you and I anytime. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost, it lives on the inside of you. Oh, what a gift today. Oh, what a gift. The best gift that ever could in the whole wide world that anybody could have received or will receive is the gift to receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, our Lord, our King, our Majesty. Praise our God. I want you to know today there is nothing compared. There's no gift in the natural can be compared to the gift that's on the inside of you and I today. Praise our God. You looking for peace. Hallelujah. In the hustle, in the bustle. Come on. It's crowded everywhere. Come on. You can't find this. You go from this store to that store. You can't find nothing. Nowadays, nobody really do it. You're going online, and sometimes it may be here, and sometimes it may be here afterwards. But I got news for you. This gift is never late. This gift, come on, you don't have to worry about going out, try to figure through the hustle and the bustle trying to get it. All you have to do is believe and receive the gift. That was good right there. Believe and receive the gift. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to worry about nobody taking it. When Amazon dropped your package off, you don't have to worry about nobody taking it from your land, your house, in front of your door. If you're not there, you don't have to worry about going to the post office, standing in line, trying to get the gift or mail the gifts off. Oh, this is good. All you got to do is believe and receive the gift. God bless you, Dr. Mitchell. Believe and receive the gift. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's all you got to do. It's simple. It's simple. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Oh, what a gift. Oh, what a gift. This is the best gift that ever could have been given and will be given to those that believe, to those that will do what, receive him as their Lord, as their personal Savior. I want you to know today, it's nothing too hard. All you got to do is believe it. All you got to do is receive it. Receive him. As many as receive him, he have given them power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. So all you got to do today is receive him today. He's knocking at your heart. He's knocking at your heart. Hallelujah. He's knocking at your heart. This is the best gift. Unwrap. Unwrap the gift and receive him as your personal Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't allow this moment to pass you by. You said, well, Apostle, I don't have this for this season. I don't have hope. I don't have the strength because I've gone through and I don't like this time because I go into a depressed mode or I lost a loved one around this time or what. But I'm saying to you today, the best gift that can pull you out of circumstances and situations that you're in right now is Jesus Christ. Oh, praise our God. It's Jesus Christ. He's the best one, the only one, the best gift that you can receive today. Hallelujah. He said, the day that you hear my voice, hard not your heart. He said, for my spirit don't strive with man always. Oh, what a gift. Oh, what a gift. Who would want to, who in the natural, so in the spirit, in the natural, guess what? We love to receive gifts. Yes, we do. We love to receive gifts. Especially if it's nice, wrapped up, and we got a nice bow on it, a white bow, red bow, green bow. Especially if it got a nice purple bow and it's wrapped up and it got a lot of bows on it and it looks real nice. The box look real nice. And what's on the inside of the box, on the inside of the gift box, is really nice. And you open it and you receive it. It makes you glad. It makes you feel good because everybody loves gifts. Just imagine you, and I've done it. I don't have to measure because I know when I receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, when I receive the gift of Jesus Christ coming in me, oh, what joy. Oh, what joy. And that joy still remains today. Because why? The gift that you and I have received, the gift that you will receive, Jesus Christ, that's the best gift. The song say, he brought joy to the world. He brought joy to the world. Oh, he brought joy to the world. Guess what? I'm going to finish this on Monday. He brought joy to the world. Why? Because the gift of God is eternal life. 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes. Come on. Hallelujah. If you are there and you up under the sound of my voice and you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, guess what? You can receive this gift by doing what? Confessing with your mouth. As the scripture said, thou shalt believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. That's it. Oh, what a gift. That's the best gift you can receive out of the whole hustle and bustle. You don't even have to go stand in line. You don't even have to, 1 minute, you don't even have to go stand in line to receive this gift. All you got to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. Listen, I'm going to pick this back up on Monday. It will be Christmas. Hallelujah. It will be Christmas. And we pray that you go somewhere this weekend. Go to somebody's services. If you're not having it, go to somebody's service and get in to somebody's services. And I guarantee you, you'll be blessed. I'll pick this back up on Monday. Monday, it will be Christmas Day. Many will be celebrating, opening up gifts. But the best gift that you can receive is the gift Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. He is the reason for the season. Listen, my time is coming, God. But guess what? The Lord's will, and it will be his will. Monday, you'll hear more about the gift. You'll hear more about the gift. Amen. Amen. Again, God bless all of you. We love you. Thank God for you. Those of you who have tuned in to Cypress Mornings, God bless you. My time is coming, God. And guess what? Same time, same station, same location on Monday. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder. Mm-hmm.